Whether you're looking for a Chevy car, truck, or SUV, go see my friends at Apple Chevy in Tinley Park. With over 500 new and used vehicles in stock, they have what you're looking for and at the lowest price possible. Go to applechevy.com.
Hey, let's go out to New York. Aaron Katursky for ABC News is standing by. And let's talk about this prison break. This is completely Shawshank Redemption, isn't it, what has happened here?
I mean, it's got that Hollywood feel to it with the use of power tools and a subterranean escape. Eventually, these guys popped up through a manhole about a block from the maximum security prison, the oldest maximum security prison in New York, and they've been on the run for the last 3 days.
Now, I guess that's a big question is, this maximum security prison, as you mentioned, is older, but how old is it?
I don't know the specific age, but it's the oldest in the state. And it was designed kind of like the one in Maine that was portrayed in Shawshank. You know, it's got a series of back walls and piping and ducts and all sorts of, intricate things. And the thinking is that these guys were able to cut through all of that. They were in adjoining cells and cut holes and then made it through pipes and then were crawling to their freedom and eventually had what probably, well, we think at least 5 hours, maybe even more than that, before they were discovered missing.
Did they do the old thing with the pillows and the blankets?
Yeah,
like
the bed checks.
Did when you snuck out of your house, right? And mm-hmm. and you they made it seem like there were people in the bed when there weren't. So, you know, just an eyeball type check wouldn't have necessarily caught their absence. But then when it came time for the morning roll call, that's when, you know, all hell breaks loose. But by that time, state police said these guys literally could be anywhere. Now today, Roe, there's the focus of the search is on Willsboro, New York, which is on the edge of Lake Placid, southeast of where the prison is. Overnight, there was a driving rainstorm, and somebody in town noticed two guys walking in this rainstorm, thought that was a little weird, approached, and then the guys took off. At that point, police were called, and they responded right away. But so far, we haven't had word of anything.
And how far would that be from...
That's about 40 miles from the prison. So I guess it sort of works, right? That that's where, you know, maybe you could get that far on foot. You know, it's not thought that these guys have money or, you know, resources, except maybe they had some help on the inside. And then the governor of this state's been talking about, interviewing corrections workers, not guards, but civilian workers, including one woman who was a supervisor, a training supervisor in the industrial section, meaning, you know, where these guys did their prison labor. She was perhaps one of their supervisors. And, you know, did she have a relationship with them? Was she coerced, encouraged to give them things that could have aided their escape?
Yeah, they were where do you get the power tools?
Behavior. Yeah. Well, that's the main question. You know, there are power tools at prisons, and there was a contract in this particular cell block for new shower stalls, and so there were power tools around. I think someone would have noticed if they were carrying large cutting tools into their cell.
I think so, right? They are murderers.
But there's a lot of questions. So they're murderers on the outside. On the inside, they're actually model prisoners. They were in a cell block for that's called the honor block, where because they both have exemplary discipline records. And so authorities are trying to figure out if they were, you know, just playing Eddie Haskell, waiting for their opportunity, or if this was just a spot thing, if they, you know, they're going to be going over visitor logs and phone records to see who they've been talking to in the last weeks and months, maybe even years before this.
Is there any sense of how long it would have taken them to create, and how were they able to secret away the hole that they made? I mean, how were they able to...
What was the line from Shawshank Redemption that Morgan Freeman utters? You know, patience and time.
and that took a long time, that one.
They've been in prison for years, and whether this was hatched recently, a long time ago, you know, we just don't know yet.
Talk about what life is like in these areas, because I keep hearing news reports about how people are told, lock your car doors, don't open it to anybody, lock your home doors, you know, living when you don't know where these guys are.
And there was some of that initially because, you know, you just didn't know. And kids were kept indoors at school, and there was, you know, checkpoints along the road to the prison. You know, a couple of days later now, the thinking is they're not hanging around the prison. So some of those restrictions have been eased back a little bit.
Well, the whole thing is just mysterious to me because there would have to have been some help and there would have to be noise being made and there had to be a way for them to camouflage their escape hatch. Although it is interesting, you know, we had a case here at the Metropolitan Correctional Center a year ago where, or is it a year and a half ago, where two guys were able to get out of a window at the Metropolitan Correctional Center, which is too small to get out of. But they were able to find a way to get to use an additional space next to it to make it larger for them. And it's amazing what some people can fit through. And they did.
And then they had sheets or something, right, to lower themselves down because it was several, you know, stories up.
Yeah, and they got down, and then they got down onto the roof of the building next to them because it's a big vertical Metropolitan Correctional Center. It's not like a flat prison. It's a skyscraper prison. It's very Batman. And that was just, it was amazing. And the bed sheets, and you're thinking, you know, what is old is new again. I mean, that's the thing. In the 1920s, that's how they were escaping from prisons, and they're doing it now the same way. All right, so there is a woman that is being questioned about her, her connection to this and whether she is the person that that may have been helping. That's the word as of the middle of the day here. That could be the, there's no way that they couldn't be helped somehow here. And I guess the question then is, were they helped with stuff on the outside as well? And this is not too far from the Canadian border, right?
It's not far from the Canadian border, and the biggest city nearby would be Montreal, you know, about a 45-minute drive. So they could be in Canada. They could well be anywhere else in the state. Really, the state police and the governor have both said they could be anywhere, especially if they had a connection on the outside and somebody that was willing to give them help. You know, it's not like they have credit cards or cell phones that authorities would normally use to help track them. So they're curious as to whether they'll commit another crime to get money, or whether there is someone on the outside that's providing them shelter, or whether they're just off in the woods somewhere. But you'd think that, you know, it would be a little bit, you know, weird to just walk out of prison and then hope for the best in you know, these rural areas.
Although, you never know.
That is true. Although the guys who got out of the Metropolitan Correctional Center here, one of them was found in Lincoln Park.
Right.
Right. So he got about 4 miles or 3 miles.
And one went close to his childhood home for a little bit and was found near there. And then they hailed a taxi out of there or something.
Right, like
Remember, they jumped in a taxi or Ubered or something. Like, all right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. If you're a if there's a cab stand at the prison, that's generally a bad sign. That means that there may be, it may be a more porous institution than we know. All right, well, more on this. Fascinating stuff. Aaron, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
All right, bro. See you again.
Thanks, Aaron.
Aaron Kutursky, ABC News.
I mean, it's like a movie script, though, that story. It really is. I saw the governor was climbing through the same, you know, escape route that they had. There was video of that everywhere. I was like, what? What? I mean,
if you're the governor, I don't think you do that if you're the governor. Yeah, they have the press conference on Sunday morning. Like, I don't know where the hell these people went. You're the governor of the state. You're in charge of that.
A little troubling.
Yeah. Imagine Rauner doing it.
Oh, gosh.
Well, the prisoners were going to get breakfast, and then they started doing some of the drilling in their cells, and they were doing the crawling right through the hole to get out right in over right here, where they apparently were able to start a walking.
But they had steel walls behind their cells that they got through, and then some kind of pipe, some steam pipe or something that they crawled through. It's unbelievable.
And they had to know how to do that, too.
Yes, and knew that you could actually go to the steam pipe and it would lead you somewhere.
And it wasn't working. You had to do it this time of the year, too.
So and then be able to unscrew the manhole at the other side. It was like a block away or something. They popped up. I mean, that's not easy to do with your bare hands.
No, and you're going to be dirty on the other side of that.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to smell funky.
Yeah. Is that why you wouldn't do it?
Yeah.
Ew.
Like,
no.
Ew.
I can't do that.
Oh, no. Is it going to be moist? Ow. I need a shower on the other side. I don't know. I think I'd rather just sleep in.